I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, kid. You looking for answers? Wrong stop.
But if you're into messy stories about addiction, mental health, and the side of life that no one else wants to discuss, come. Stay a while. This is Malfunction Junction. I'm Andrew. That's Jay. We're just two guys trying to figure some shit out before the next bus rolls in. Sit tight. Might get weird.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Malfunction Junction.
Thank you for joining us.
This is Andrew.
This is Jay.
How are we all doing? And we have some new listeners we'd like to shout out today.
Do we know?
Mm-hmm. We had a listener in Morocco.
Is that the shaky thing?
Or maybe West Sahara. I have no idea. I couldn't
West Sahara?
I couldn't actually pin it on the map. But it's like...
Ooh.
Like...
Yeah, me brother.
We got a fucking cool listener, man.
Nice.
So, shout out to you if you are listening again.
I genuinely wonder how many of these people are using VPNs.
I mean, that's possible.
Or if there is just a dude named, like, Ojitonwe, who's like, yeah.
Well, if your name is Ojitonwe and you found Malfunction Junction, welcome.
Or Tobe. They like that one.
One of them. Anyway, we'll move on. How was your week this past week? You have a good one?
We might have to cut that back.
How so?
Is Tobe the slave name?
I have no idea.
Or the one was like, Tobe, Kunta Kente, Tobe.
I'd be real with you. I didn't see that one.
All right, never mind. We'll be good.
Yeah, so how was your week this past week? Do we want to jump right into clean but still a mess on this? I do.
Yeah,
I have a report of how my past.
Yeah, I mean it's been a rough week, brother.
Yeah,
it's been tough.
Yeah,
I'm trying to process it still. So my body is breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go straight into clean but still a mess here.
Please do.
Quite frankly, I'm like legitimately falling apart right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking on this fucking GM job, working 60 to 70 hours every week, and like my knees are busted, I got knives in my feet, you know what I mean? We'll figure it out. It'll all work out in the end, but I mean, Jesus, I just, the workload here is too much. I haven't done legitimately nothing outside of the bar for probably a month. I have yet to move in the rest of my stuff to my apartment. Like, I haven't bought food, went grocery shopping, I've done nothing. Been eating out and working at the bar. That's it. That's all I've done. It's rough. I got to figure it out.
Yeah. That one's tough.
Yeah.
That one's a work in progress. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
At some point. Body and mind breaking down. That's why this podcast is brought to you by Mary's Muscle Freeze.
No, this podcast is brought to you by Kickstart.
Rub this on your feet. It'll work in 5 minutes. Trust me.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Just trust me.
No. I hate the hot, cold shit. The icy hot.
It's not really like that. It is a little menthol-y, but it's a THC CBD thing.
Really?
It's fucking tremendous. I'm injured all over, and that's the only thing I ever use. Either that or like something like that.
You use it after your pegging sessions?
Not quite after that.
Oh, okay, you give it a little before. Time. Oh, got mm-hmm. it. You prep.
Atta prep. Boy. Yeah, man. You got to, man. You got to make sure you can't feel shit back there, dude. Literally.
That takes all the fun part.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, it had some kick to it, huh?
It's pretty loud. All right.
Weave it in.
Okay,
weave
cool. It in. That's pretty loud. I just want to lower it. But anyway.
Yeah, what about you, though? How are you still a mess?
I'll talk about how my week went first. I'll talk about at least what last night was, which was fucking so cool, man. Went down to Trinidad, Colorado, to a little bar called The Dad Lounge, where I saw Rattlesnake Milk play. And got to meet all four of the guys
that
are in the band separately, individually, which was kind of weird. And that was cool. They seemed dope. They're great musicians. They had a great show.
Were they just hanging out there after the
show?
Yeah,
there was no... before the show, too. There was no fucking... There was no green room. It was just a bar. It was like... It was insane. I felt like it was like, dude, how am I seeing one of my favorite bands in a bar? It just felt like... And there were... It was packed house for the most part. It was pretty crowded there, at least. And it was like...
I mean, they get almost 600,000 monthly listeners.
Yeah. And they were just playing Spotify. They were just playing at some fucking ho-dunk bar in fucking Trinidad.
How much were tickets?
$15.
What the fuck?
Dog. It felt ridiculous. That's so crazy. I was like, yeah, absolutely. It was amazing. I got back today. And yeah, fucking awesome. But how am I still a mess? I am clean still. Thank God. And I am a mess. That's for sure. I, this week, with Cooper, you may have seen this on the Malfunction Junction podcast, Instagram, I and Cooper purchased a homeless man this week.
What?
Yep. We purchased him from, him. We just bought him. And we need to find a way to split him.
Oh.
So the question is, do you split this guy hot dog lengthwise or hamburger widthwise? And we'll post this question again on the Malfunction Junction podcast Instagram, which you should all follow if you're listening.
The correct answer is hamburger.
The correct answer is definitely hot dog.
Why would you cut him hot dog?
Why would you cut him hamburger? Here, I'll answer why you would cut him hot dog.
You get full parts.
Which side are you taking?
I'm taking the top half. When a thinking dude who can't run away, you just have him sit there and assemble shit with his arms. You cut him the other way, he's dead. He's dead now.
He's dead the other way too, man. No, definitely. This is not the point if he dies or not. The point is not if he dies or not, or dies. It's whatever. That's fine.
There's that one dude who like does probably, the motivational speaking. He's
probably fucking...
He's the one guy who does the gorilla walking.
Oh, I don't think...
You know, cause
I don't think that guy... Like, I think that guy was born like that.
I'm born this way.
Well, I don't mean... Born. Dude, I don't... I think if you get cut in half...
No, you'd be fine. It'd be cool. Anyway. Have you ever seen that one...
That is a joke. Have you just seen everybody that takes things seriously.
No, it's not. He's lying.
I did not purchase a homeless man.
Tom is sitting in the back of the house right now. We're not fucking around.
Well, yeah, sure. Anyway, so let me get to my next point of the... Unless you guys have something to say here. If you guys have something real good here, I'll let you say it.
Have you ever seen it's a transgender person with no arms and no legs, and they do like makeup video. And they like pin the brush up against the fucking like side of the wall, and then they like rub their face into the brush.
This is something on TikTok, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, dog.
Bro.
I don't know what their name is.
Shout out that person, because that is impressive.
But they do these videos where they do like transitions, and it's legitimately them just like rolling across. It's wild. I'm very impressed. I can never live. I don't have the balls to live that life. They got it. I mean, I don't think they have the balls either,
To be honest, I don't think they do either.
I don't know. I don't know if they were born with them, without them, whatever. But they seem to be living their best life. They're doing better than
I. That's
they
all that matters.
Few million followers. So
yeah. So anyway, the other thing that happened to me that I am clean but still mess with. Obviously, I didn't purchase a homeless man really, but like I fought a cyclist, and I don't mean like almost fought a cyclist. I mean I fought a cyclist, and like. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, so he was, you know, I've been having an issue lately. I think I've expressed this a few times. Cyclists just fucking zooming past people on sidewalks. And look, ride the bike on the sidewalk, whatever, but don't go fucking 20 miles an hour on an electric bike. And, you know, the whole while. The day before, I had seen someone fucking headphones in, completely not paying attention, almost knock over two blind people and a person on crutches. And meanwhile, just zoom past me. So
what,
I'm already...
What a fucking group of asshole. Three walking.
Yeah, kind of. They're all separate. Or the two blind people were together, but the person on crutches was separate. Anyway. So then the next day, I'm walking home, same route that I walk every day, and this fucking dude just zooms past me on an e-bike, 20, 25 miles an hour, right by me. I'm like, yo, motherfucker, and I yell at him, yo, fuck you, dude. Get up, fuck you, man. That's bullshit. And he gets off his bike and turns around and goes, fuck you. And I was like, oh, really? We're going to do this? So I just kept walking. And he just kept barking at me, you're a pussy, you're a faggot. Well, I might have to blur that, but you know what I mean? That's a quote.
Yeah, it's a quote. You didn't say that
to him. Yeah, and I didn't say shit to him, dude. I just kept on saying, like, whatever, dude. You're being an ass. Like, fuck you, dude. Like, you can't ride on the sidewalk like that. That's bullshit. And he calls me a faggot. So I go, you know, basically I tell him, fuck you, dude. Like, if you want to fucking go, let's go, dude. Get off your fucking bike and let's go. So he goes, I'm going to run you over. And so I'm like, okay. So by this point, I'm past him a little bit.
It would be funny if you tried to do that and you just, like, El Matador'd him and then clotheslined his ass as he drove by.
That was about what happened. I El Matador'd him and I pushed his backpack into the street and he just followed the backpack.
Nice.
It was hilarious. And into the street, he could have. Thank God there wasn't a car coming by. I didn't want to kill the dude.
He'd be doing manslaughter.
Probably, yeah. At the very least. I mean, I didn't. Look, he charged me. The best I would have gotten was off on self defense and had to pay a bunch of lawyer fees.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the best case scenario. So, like, but the dude just straight up tried to fucking run me over with a bike. And so then he gets up out of the street. And fucking gets on his bike again and tries to run me over again. And so I turn around, I fucking pull out my fucking...
El Canife.
Yeah. You know which one. And that's not a knife that you want to see, like, pulled out on you when you're riding a bike. When you're not... If he was armed, he would have showed him.
Yeah.
And that's not a knife that you want to see...
In any situation, really.
Dude. And so I pulled it out, and I just pulled it, like, right here. And I just basically showed him the blade. And basically was just like, and he just was like, whoa! And just, like, he straight, it was hilarious. He straight got on his bike, like steered his bike back over on the road, got onto the road, and rode up the road.
Attaboy.
Like, it's like...
Go on your way, brother.
Go on your way, dude. I'm not fucking around. If you're going to try to run me over, I will kill you. Like, if you're fucking around, if you're just fucking around, I'm not. You are in my space now, and you are trying to run me over with an electric bike. If I let you do that, I could get pretty fucking fucked up over that.
Some of those things are heavy as fuck.
It was the big one, dude. It was the fucking big, like, sand duster one.
Yeah. If I had
let him run me over with that shit, it would have, or if he had got me from behind, it would have been fucked up, dude.
From behind?
It would have been fucked up, dude. And so I, you know. Thank God this podcast doesn't have all that many listeners, because I, you know, could pull out a weapon.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
Like, yeah, I think it was fully in self-defense.
Yeah, you're good. As long as you didn't stab him.
I didn't. I just showed it to him.
You're good.
Showed him I wasn't really fucking around.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
But yeah, so that's my clean but still a mess. Still clean.
Still a mess.
Still a mess. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We have a quick sports talk on this episode as well.
Hell yeah.
Would you like to start on that one?
Sure. Go Bulls, bitch. That's it.
Okay.
What's the end of that?
I don't...
Go Bulls.
Like Chicago?
No. Fucking USF, baby.
Oh.
Fuck Boise.
Okay, cool. As long as we're on the same page with that.
Suck a dick. The Bulls are not as shitty as everyone says we are. And shout out to our boy, Byram. Byram Brown. I believe it's his name. I don't know.
I'll check him out.
I don't watch college sports. I just saw that we won, and I've been talking shit since.
It's part of my sports
talk. I did see a couple of the guys I like in the UFC get fucking murdered.
Oh. That's a hard part about that sport. That's like watching. That's literally like watching Gladiators. Well, it's like stupid because it's like when your guy loses, it's like, yeah, oh, he might be dead.
Right. Well, that and I feel like this weird emotional attachment to these guys I've never met. I've never had that in sports.
Yeah.
Like I liked certain NFL players or fucking hockey guys or whatever it was, or I was like, oh, you know, sick to see this dude do well.
Sure.
Random pull. I don't know why this popped in my head, but shout out Evan Longoria for the Rays.
Hey, played for the Giants too.
But it, like, if anything goes wrong, it's like, all right, whatever, you lost. But then with like fighters, I watch like these embedded videos, and it's like stories of their life and where they came from. Then I see that they get knocked down. It's like I fucking get emotional.
Well, yeah, it's.
So I'm like, oh, damn, this dude, his career might be over. And every time you see someone get knocked out, once you've been around the sport enough, you go, oh.
That might change his life.
Yeah, he's not going to be the same.
Potentially not.
Like, this is, if not now, in 20 years.
Sure.
You know, it's rough.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, shit, all right, get up, dust it off, shake hands. It's like, no, you got brain damage now. Sorry, buddy.
My sports talk is fuck FanDuel. Fuck Taylor Swift. Fuck Travis Kelce. And thank God college football is back.
No strings attached. Would you fuck Taylor Swift? No. Never?
Never. Now look, unless it's like...
There's no strings attached. No one knows about it. It's just strictly...
No.
Is she attractive enough?
Is she sending me money?
No.
Then no.
I'd do it.
Just to say, I have a hot girlfriend. My girlfriend is significantly hotter than that.
Yeah, fair.
I gotta do that. That's not it. That's like not even like that's like
in a vacuum. Pretending doesn't affect the relationship.
No, I still wouldn't. That's
off record.
Off record? Yeah, we can do that.
Off the record. All
right. That's great. Bro, that's so funny. All right. Anyway.
Back to business as usual.
Back to business. Love you, Madge.
That's going to edit so well.
That's hilarious, dude. Anyway, I've added like a little sound recently too when we do an edit. It's like a guitar string. It's like wow or something like that. So I forget. It's like, I don't know. Just like, I don't know. It's better than just being like, stop, go.
Yeah, and that weird cut.
But no, I would not fuck Taylor Swift. That's the answer to that question, finally. Fair genuinely, point. Too. But I will say, I think I've mentioned this on this show before. I think last week I mentioned this on the show. I was at one of her shows, and it was tremendous. I'm not going to say that I get why people paid $1,000 for the nosebleeds.
Yeah, that's a little insane.
But I do get that it was a very good show. The most I've ever paid for anything for a ticket-wise, I mean, it was also my favorite artist, but it wasn't $1,000 for the nosebleeds. I'll tell you that much.
I paid $380 or like $400-ish for Okeechobee tickets.
That's a festival, though.
I know. And I got to see 25 fucking artists.
That's different.
No, I probably saw 45.
That's 100% different. I get why people pay for those.
Okay, I know, but I'm just saying it's like fucking less than half the cost of what some of these people are paying for tickets to see her one time for
I paid
2 hours. I got 4 days of live music.
It's probably 3 or 4 hours, if I'm being honest.
Three, four.
She fucking played for a long time.
Does she have openers?
I don't believe so.
That's wild.
Well, I mean, that's how long Billy plays for 3 hours. That's what I mean. That was when
You got it. If you're that size, I mean, being an opener for an artist like that is like make or break.
I don't remember if she had an opener. I wasn't like paying attention to the show really. You know what I mean?
Sure,
but buddy. I did stop and watch a few times because I was just like, holy shit, this is crazy.
I just looked up, does Taylor Swift, because I wanted to see, does Taylor Swift have openers? Here's the list. Does Taylor Swift want kids? Oh, first Jesus of all, Christ. Who the fuck is looking that up?
I mean, Taylor Swifties, dude.
Does Taylor Swift like Trump? Does Taylor Swift have tattoos?
I mean,
does Taylor Swift have a prenup? Like, these are fucking hilarious.
Dude, wait, hold on a second. Someone actually wants to know if Taylor Swift likes Trump.
Yep.
Someone's just
not. Not only does a person like it, enough people like it that it is one of the top Google search results.
Wait a second. I could give you the answer to that question right now, and I don't follow the girl at all.
Yes.
I don't think she does.
I'm pretty sure she started shifting. No, because Travis was like a big Pfizer guy. He's real.
Yeah. And
Travis Kelce seems like the dude that just bases all of his opinions off of what he thinks like women and black people like.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't. That dude's a piece of shit. I think it's this one. Right, you're baited, Travis.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not because you don't. I don't like this. I don't like fucking Trump either. But
no, I don't either. I voted for Billy Strings.
It's just the fact that he doesn't seem like he has a backbone on any of his own ideas. I don't like that. They pulled some tweets from when he was in college. Oh fuck! It's right, exactly what you think it is.
Who? Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it? Back like, well, hold on. When he was in college, that would have been like what? He's pretty old.
I mean, I think he's like
30, for an NFL player,
233 now.
I think he's like 35. The only reason I know that is because of fantasy football. I think he's like 35.
Said, "Ooh, girl, shocked me like an electric eel." Shout out MGMMT. I just gave a squirrel a piece of bread and it straight smashed all of it. I had no idea they ate bread like that. Ha ha. Hashtag crazy.
I could have wrote that tweet. Not, I would have spelled it all right. I'd actually pretty good spelling.
About to go get some Taco Bell, then hit everyone up and see what's popping tonight.
I hope no one ever finds my old Twitter.
The moon looks crazy tonight. I'm going to chill out here for a little and just visualize my success and vibe to the scenery. Every word is spelled wrong.
Well, yeah.
Every single one of them.
Well, yeah.
This is wild.
And the reason that I don't, that I hope that no one goes through my Twitter, because I got one in 7th grade, I think. I think that's when Twitter was like first kicking off. So I was like 7th grade, 8th grade, something like that.
Yeah, this sounds about right, because I would have been like 4th.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like it was a thing already when I got to middle school.
Yeah.
Making a lot of noise today.
Yeah, we'll be fine. It shows up on the...
This is also probably our most risque podcast.
I mean, the title for this
episode I made a few remarks. My bad, guys.
The title for this episode is going to be risque.
What?
I have written down, how fun is driving drunk?
Oh, that, yeah.
That's pretty risque. Both of those are pretty. I hate that again.
All right, let's get into the fucking meat and potatoes.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm glad college football's back. That's my final point. Ohio State won today. That's dope.
Why do you say fuck FanDuel?
They sent a fucking thing that was like, that's why I said fuck Taylor Swift and fuck Travis Kelce, because they sent me a notification on my phone that said, would you like to gamble on when Travis and Taylor are going to get engaged. I was like, dude, no, I'll delete the app though right now.
That's so funny.
I fuck that. Don't fucking tell me anything about that. Pay attention to this for sports. How many people actually gambled on that? I need to know.
Probably a surprising amount.
It's probably a surprising amount. But that's how many people we have in this country.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Yeah. Anyway, on to...
All right, Pasty from Tucson has a question for us.
It is Patsy.
Sure.
Yep.
Thanks for the question, Patsy. We really appreciate it.
Yes, so...
She listened to this?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy work.
Yes, the question from Patsy from Tucson was essentially along the lines of high and drunk driving.
Yeah.
And it was going into a little bit of stuff about The email that she sent was going, she sent an article with it that was titled High Drivers, New Focus for Police in Arizona. And I think her question was based around, what are your thoughts along the lines of testing and driving?
Mm-hmm.
The testing for substance use while during driving.
Right.
And I guess I do have a lot of thoughts on that for both drunk and high driving. And I responded to the email that we would try to get back to it as best we could, but I think we were going to combine drunk driving with that. And my first matter on the subject is, God damn, it is fun to drive drunk. But it is, you shouldn't do it, it's bad.
I've only done it a couple times, and most of them were like high school or college.
No, I did it up until the last day I drank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
I did not get, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that.
I mean, I don't think they can, like, you can't prove you were drunk when you were driving. You can say it.
Well, they just admitted to it. I mean, they can't go win and.
But it's a podcast. This is all in jokes. None of what we say here is legally binding. Yeah. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
If
I were to have driven drunk, it would have been very fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
I think the testing on both of them is a little interesting, though.
I don't really.
I would love to see systems developed, both a little more physical test and then also, like, I don't know, dude. I know this sounds insane, but in today's world, I feel like it's not that crazy. It's to have them have, like, a tablet or something, and then you do reaction-based shit. Because, quite frankly, it's like, I don't care if you drink a lot. And you have a tolerance.
Because
that fluctuates for the individual. But if your reaction time is up to par and your physical ability is up to par, then I don't have an issue with it.
That's how I felt.
It's the same with weed. That's why weed is so difficult to test. It's like, all right, well, it's not breath, but we don't have breath tests.
Well, it also doesn't affect everybody the same way. If you use cannabis every day, like I do at this point in my life, which I'm trying to give that up in 2 days for a month.
Yeah, when I smoked weed every day, I drove every day.
Well, yeah.
And honestly, I feel
this way that I am a better driver when I'm high. But not, that's only when I'm like high like this, because it's like I have a tolerance to it. When
statistics
I'm like,
would disagree with you.
Dude, when you're stoned out of your mind and you can't, and like that's when it's a problem. But when you just smoke a bowl, like for some reason, it just makes my anxiety get lower. I'm just like fine with being there.
Yeah.
It's a traffic thing. I hardly ever use it unless I'm in traffic.
Yeah, I mean, it does make you a little less emotional.
Dude, it makes me just like, especially here in Denver, dude, where it's just like everybody's fucking raging to get to anywhere. And it's just like, dude, all right, man. Like, everybody calm down. I'll start, you know, like I'll start calming down. You calm down next. Like, I don't know, man. If you're stoned out of your mind or you don't have a tolerance to the drug, yeah, then it's like a whole different thing.
Because the biggest thing with weed as opposed to alcohol is, I feel like alcohol is that liquid courage. You make stupid decisions. Your motor skills are dauntless. You're swerving all over the place. With weed, it's more so if somebody else does something stupid and your ability to react to that.
I think weed's way more mental.
Yeah, well, it's like you're not just going to randomly go fucking across four lanes of traffic like you would if you were fucking blackout drunk. But if somebody else makes a bad decision, your reaction time is not going to be as quick. So here's some interesting stats for you before we get into the rest of this convo. Okay. Crash risk. Drivers who test positive for THC are about 1.5 to 2 times more likely to be involved in a crash than sober drivers.
Well, than sober drivers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's not comparable to drunk driving. Drunk driving's worse, there's no questions. Prevalence. Roughly 13-14% of weekend nighttime drivers in the U.S. test positive for THC. Combined risk. Oh, no, that's fatal crashes. In some states, cannabis is found in 20-30% of drivers involved in fatal accidents.
I mean, that the presence
does not equal proven cause.
Sure. Because you can test it for like up to 6 days.
Peak danger in the first hour after use carries the highest crash risk. No shit. 1 in 3 fatally injured drivers in the U.S., who tested positive for drugs had THC in their system. Crash risk doubles when driving under the influence of marijuana compared to sober driving. After smoking, drivers are up to 25% more likely to be in a crash within the first 3 hours. in Colorado and Washington, where cannabis is legal, about 20% of DUI arrests involve marijuana. And surveys show that 12 to 15% of driving... just 12 to 15% of young adults smoke and drive. Combining alcohol and marijuana increases crash risk by 5 to 7 times. So, I think the evidence it's definitely not marginal, but I think compared to alcohol...
I'd be interested to know how many of those people, and this is some statistic you would have to like really look for.
To see how much of it is causation?
No. How many of the people are out-of-state drivers? Because those people come here to get high, and they're not used to getting high on the weed like that is here.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you know what I mean? I was
fucked up.
Well, yeah, man. Like, and it was.
I got pulled over in Utah, stoned. And I was like, wow. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Yeah.
And it was COVID too, and I had like fucking a couple ounces in the bag.
Yeah, no.
I had a ton of smoking gear. So I always like to have all my shit with me. So yeah. I had a bunch of fucking like wax and shit. And I have a feeling Utah was probably similar at that time.
Utah is illegal as fuck.
Yeah, where it's like carts and any sort of like distillates are immediate felonies.
Sure.
And I had all this shit in the back of my car. And the officer fucking walked up. He's like, what the fuck are you guys doing out here? And we're like, we're on a road trip. He's like, the fucking state's locked down. He does this whole rant. And he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to give you a warning today. Get the fuck out of here. Dog, I've never like been so shaky during a traffic stop in my life. There's one in Tampa where I just fucking had gotten pulled over, aside from the time that I got charges. But there was this other time I was driving by myself, with my cousin, sorry. I pull over. I panic because I'm stoned as fuck. I'm like, this is a bad place to pull over. So I pull up again. And then he pulls up behind me. And then he turns his light on. I'm like, oh, fuck, I should move again. Because now I'm like sitting on a median in a parking lot. So like, let me pull up further. He follows again, turns his lights on. So I'm like, fuck, this isn't the right spot. So I pull over one more time in like in all the way into the parking lot, get in there. I'm sitting in a parking spot and he fucking runs up to my window and he's like, are you fucking drunk? And I was like, no, sir. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I thought it was a bad spot. So I pulled forward, but that seemed like a bad spot. And you turn your light on. And I immediately, as I'm talking, realize like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck.
That's the best.
And so he's like, all right, fucking give me your information. He's like, what the fuck? This is bullshit. He's like, you almost hit the curb back there. And then you came over here and you did this. Because what happened was, is I was driving behind him because I always had taillights out.
Mm.
And so when we pulled up to this light and he was going straight and I went to take a right turn and I was looking at him while I was turning to make sure.
Yeah.
And I almost clipped the that little island, you know,
yeah,
for like the crosswalks. And so I kept driving. It's late at night. So he saw that and came pulled over. So he fucking walks back to his car. He's there for like 10 minutes and I'm shitting bricks.
Yeah.
And this is Tampa too, you know. Yeah. Like, this is fucking, they're not cool.
No.
Usually.
No.
This dude walks back up to my window and he's like, all right, here's the warning for the driving. And he's like, when was the last time you hotboxed the car? I was like, huh? Well, excuse me, officer? He's like, when was the last time you hotboxed the car? You smoked weed in here? And I was like, like 3-4 days ago? It's like 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Like 3-4 days ago? And he's like, all right, I figured. He's like, it smells old. But just remember, that shit's illegal, man. He's like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, all right. And I pulled off. But it was the same situation. Like, Florida had all these fucking felony
rules. So I got a story.
Yeah, hit it.
I don't know if... It's not if I've ever told this story on the podcast before, because it's... But I'll tell it in detail, because it was fucking really funny. So, me and my buddy Golf Cart Marty... shout out Golf Cart Marty, if you're listening.
Golf Cart Marty.
Yeah, absolutely. We had bought a machete and an axe at like Walmart or something. I think Walmart had just gotten built in the town over from our hometown. So we went over there and fucking bought a bunch of shit. Anyway, my cousin Jacob, he was working. He missed us buying the machete and the axe from the Walmart as he was at work. then after work, he was going to come meet up with us and smoke. And I think at the time we were taking dabs. So it was just like, we were just roasting shit. So like, we go to, Golf Cart Marty and I, we go to fucking this place called the Quarry, Rockland Quarry. It is in the town over from my hometown. So the thing about my hometown is that it did not have a police department. It was fully operated by sheriffs. The Placer County Sheriff Department was in Loomis, but this was Rockland, so they had their own police department. So it was basically, if you got into Loomis, no, like a Rockland PD had absolutely zero jurisdiction there.
Interesting.
No other. The only people that had jurisdiction in Loomis was the Placer County Sheriff.
Got it.
Very cool. Helped me a lot of times. But so we were in Rockland, so I was like, it's a little different, but we Golf Cart Marty and I are smoking in the car. We're taking dabs in the car. I have like a full like dab rig and nail and everything.
Were the windows open?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one thing I can't condone after doing it so many times and hotboxing.
Well, yeah.
Every time I hotboxed, I was like,
I was never a big fan of that.
I should not be driving. I was always way too fucked up.
So we were, smoking dabs off a rig, and I had it like in a gun case, like that was like cut out for the rig, and Jacob was supposed to be there in like the next 5 minutes, and so I see a car coming down the road that we're parked in, like this parking lot or like this, really it's just like a neighborhood, we're just parked off on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And there's like this big quarry area down there that you can go. It's a weird fucking place. Anyway, see this car coming down. Don't see anything. There's no lights that are going there, so nothing signifies what it is. And so I blow out like a fat fucking cloud of smoke, or dab smoke. That's not really smoke, but you know what I mean. And then pulls up behind us and just whoop, lights on. I'm like, oh no. I'm like, oh shit. So I told Gal Carmarty, I was like, yo dude, like he's like freaking out. He's like, what the fuck, man? And like, weed was not legal yet in California. It was medicinally legal. And I had my medical card, but like I also worked at a dispensary at the time, so I was worried, like, oh shit, if that get found out about this, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh shit, man. Like, okay. And he comes up, he's like, hey, literally this is an exact line. He goes, hey, no need to tell me that you haven't been smoking. Your car looks like a Cheech and Chong movie. Fuck.
So oh, like, shit. Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, all right, well, do you guys have your medical marijuana cards? And he goes, I go, yeah. And he goes, do you have your driver's license? I go, yeah. He's like, let me see your driver's license. And Golf Cart Marty like didn't have his on him for some reason, and he was like, I don't know how I. And he's like, whatever, dude. So he straight fucking, he goes back to the car, and I'm like, I forgot to say I had with the dab rig, I had like put it in the gun case and like shoved it under my seat, like extremely fast, and then in the same motion, taken the keys and put them out of the ignition, threw them on the floor.
It's a big deal.
A huge deal. And so he comes back a couple minutes later and he goes, all right, well, you guys don't have anything at all on your records. So what are you guys doing here? And I was like, so my cousin's coming to come smoke with us. And we like had, I just told him what we were doing. We were playing a prank on him. I didn't said this on yet, but it was just, we were playing a prank on him that we had jammed the axe into a tree, and then we're gonna be like, it was a dumb joke, but it was just like, we're gonna be like, yo, I keep hearing this shit, like what the fuck is that? We're gonna go and find that up there, and just like a single axe in a tree, and he was gonna just be like,
make it feel like a fucking Jason Voorhees movie.
Yeah, something nice. Like that. So we tell him that. The cop goes, that's retarded. And I go, yeah, absolutely. He's like, all right, well, my next question for you is, are you good to drive? And I'm like, oh, this is such a trap.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is such a trap. And I said, I shit you not, this is what I said. I said, fucking, This is one of the coolest moments of my life. I have had several. This is one of them. I go, without missing a beat, I go, well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you're going to ask me that question and then sit a mile down the road and wait for me to pass by and then bring your lights up on me and, you know, because you know I'm DUI, technically, under your guys' laws, and, you know, if you just are going to do that, then I could save you a whole lot of paperwork and me, like, you know, $10,000 and just have someone come get me. I'm in my hometown area and I could have someone come get me. But if you're going to take my word for it as a man, I get high every day. I'm perfectly good to drive. He goes, all right, go get your machete off the top of the hill or axe off the top of the hill and get the fuck out of here. And I was, okay. It just like, we just went up, grabbed the fucking thing. He waited for you to sit in the car. We got him back in the car, drove off. He didn't follow us. And it was just like,
that's so sick. I told my,
just massive relief after that.
Yeah. I told my arrest story, or I guess technically, legally, I've not been arrested.
So neither have I.
Only detained. But same even here. That legally, I don't think I'm on either. I think that's all expunged. But regardless, I had the cops say something similar where we were talking about fucking wrestling and he was like, all right, I'm going to get this kid off. And so he told me about like the, you know, charity work. All my buddies are sitting on a curb while my fucking car, every door and trunk is open, you know, I'm fucking... looks like a shit show. He's got all my shit laid out over the car, you know. And he was like, are you good to drive? And the whole time up to this point, every question he asks me, I'm hesitating on. Because I'm like, is this...
a trap.
Yeah, am I better off just trying to fight this in court or do I answer?
Right.
Because, you know, some cops are that genuine. They just want genuine honesty. And if you're honest, they'll be like, all right. But other guys, they just want you to fuck up.
Right.
And there's a lot of those. And so I was like, I mean, I smoked a few hours ago. And he goes, dude, trust me. You don't want your parents coming down here and seeing this shit. He's like, get in your car and get the fuck out of here.
Bro.
And I was like, all right. So then I fucking went over. And of course, as I'm getting into the car, my buddy's getting in on the back right side. And there's like five or six cop cars in this tiny little parking lot by the...
That's so much overkill.
Yeah, by the park. I mean, there were four of us, so I expected a few, but not five or six.
That's such overkill. That,
you got to remember, too, this... not remember, I haven't told you, but that area is called Safety Harbor in Florida. It's a really fucking, like, safe type...
cop-heavy area.
Yeah, like, they're bored.
Yeah.
There's nothing that happens there.
We got a kid...
Yeah, you know, they told me that
in with a bunch of weed
Palm
here.
Harbor, where I grew up. They
told four of them. Multiple send times. Multiple.
Send get everybody over here. We need them. We got a drug bust.
Yeah.
So, and so anyhow, there's like fucking five cars in this parking lot other than my own. And I'm like, all right, let's get in here. And my fucking buddy's like, I'm going to puke. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. We gotta look good here. Just get in the fucking car. We're leaving. And I'm like, I told him we're good. We don't need to do this right now. And he's like, oh, it's too late. And then he throws up on the side of my car, like opens the door, doesn't get out in time, hits the fucking inside of the door, the whole nine.
The worst.
And I'm like, God damn it.
That's
and
that's
I like wave at right. the officer that's and I'm like,
right here. Wait, oh, sorry. That wasn't the one I meant to do. I think it's this one. That.
Yep.
That is it right there.
And so I'm like, fuck. I'm like, just act good. And I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm driving, so he looks like shit. But because I just wanted to get the fuck out of here before they changed their minds, right? And then I start backing up. Because I had smoked right before, and I'm stoned.
Yeah.
And I tried to play it off the best of my ability, but I genuinely was, like, struggling to walk stoned. And we'd smoked, like, fucking three double-wide backwoods.
Mm.
And I used to roll these, like, extendo blunts where you get, like, three white owls. And then just get them all together and just have that fucking fast. You
that
know?
Does sound fun.
The airflow always sucked on it, but it was a fun time. And then, anywho, I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's just get the fuck out of here. And I start backing up. My car starts beeping at me. I'm like, oh, fuck, the trunk is open. So I get out. And I'm walking to the back. And he goes, you sure you're good? And I was like, sorry, man, just forgot. Shut the trunk, got the fuck out of there. They followed us back to the house, but they didn't pull us over again. That's they let so us be. Funny, dude. But that's the, again, like, that's the type of fucking high driving shit. It's like the tiny little forgetful things that I think can lead to accidents.
Well, I've learned throughout.
Do you drive slower when you smoke? Because I feel like that's a pretty consistent thing. It's like people tend to slow down.
Which yeah, but I also gives speed you a little more speed regularly. So.
So you just go the speed limit?
I go the speed limit.
That's fine.
Exactly. Like, I drive in like the middle lane.
When you drive drunk, do you go the speed limit?
No. No. Exactly. Dude. No, I go way too fast. That's one of the reasons I don't drink anymore.
You hit 115 at fucking 4 in the morning.
So I got a story. I don't think we said anything about this last week when we talked. Did we talk after the, I guess we did the music episode, but did we talk at all about the trip back to from Montana? Like, no. That I had to drive.
Well, I mean, we talked about how long the drive was.
Yeah, 14 hours. On the morning side of it, the first 4 hours of it, I hit 120 on the fucking freeway at 7 in the morning with nobody out there, which is not like crazy fast, but it was like in my little fucking Ford. It felt like the part that like amazed me of it, it was like I just looked down and I was like, oh shit, I'm going 115.
Yeah. Nothing like, sucks worse though than trying to go fast when you have a long drive.
No, I just didn't even notice it.
Barely seeing the miles drop.
I didn't even notice that. I just was like, I looked down and I was hitting 115. I was like, oh no. I was like, okay, well, I guess that's fine. It's 7 in the morning. I don't see anybody out here. And the only thing I guess that could have happened that would have been bad is if like some fucking animal walked down the fucking road.
That's the scary part always about driving in those fucking open.
Well,
roads.
It was on Highway 90, so it was pretty wide open. And like you can see things from a while away, but yeah.
When I first moved out here,
yeah,
we saw 8 dead deer along Hampton.
Sounds about right.
I haven't seen one since.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like I've seen a few. I'm on that side of the road.
Maybe
the east side of the road. Damn. Maybe. Well, I'll figure that one out on the later part.
I'm making a fucking some noise over here today, yeah. Dog.
So yeah, driving drunk is bad. You shouldn't do it. Bottom line, but
you shouldn't do it frequently.
Driving drunk?
Yeah.
I think. Look, I just wish. No,
don't fucking right. You shouldn't do it. You should do not that. Every day, at least. Nah, okay.
Only on Saturday nights.
No, not Saturday nights. No, it's when the cops are out. Do it on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do it on a fucking Taco Tuesday night with $2 margaritas. Get home from Applebee's. At fucking 140 miles an hour at 4 in the morning. That's when you want
to
get.
Amy, do you have anything to say about that? No. Okay. That's good.
She understands the plead the fifth.
She understands that.
Amy would definitely drive drunk. Amy would drive on a fuck ton of ketamine. That's what I could see her doing.
Yeah.
Is that right, Amy?
Right. Is that right? Would you drive high? All right, Amy, we'll see you a little later. Thank you for coming.
The one thing that's interesting, too, in the conversation of all this stuff, and I wanted to mention earlier before we started getting into the storytelling, is, you know, with, like, these kind of perceptive tests of, like, let's say the field sobriety.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if somebody's sleepy, there's a ton of studies on how dangerous driving on no sleep is. You know, like, it's fucking horrific.
It's pretty bad.
It's like,
and like in general,
not all the way, but somewhat comparable to alcohol. And I'd be willing to bet worse than weed.
Yeah.
But it's if somebody can't pass a field sobriety because they're tired, that's not a DUI. You're not under the influence.
But it is dangerous still. And it you know dangerous. They'll
that's
do the
like
same
where
thing.
Where do you draw the line?
They'll do
how
the
do
same
you know
thing
what
with
is
that
drug
on,
related and what is
on
individual related.
Texting and driving too in some states.
Yeah, texting and driving's a hard one. There's like. So, I think it was Florida. It might have been out here. I remember looking it up a while back. And essentially, they made these really weird laws where it was like you can have your phone while driving. And you can use it for maps.
Right.
You can
you
use it for
text
calls.
Message.
Right. And it's like, how do you determine that? And it's like, if you see me on my phone, does that mean you automatically get to, in the moment, subpoena my fucking texts and go through and see when I sent the last message?
Yeah.
You get to go through my messaging apps like Instagram and Snapchat to see if I sent anything.
Right.
What if I was typing in an address? Is that texting and driving?
Right, yeah.
It's like, how do you draw the lines on that?
You don't.
And once again, it's like, it's a reaction time thing. I've had some close calls where I was like, oh, fuck, I got to tighten up. And I'm pretty good about it. The one thing I'll do while driving, though, is type in songs I want to listen to. And I've there's been a few times where I, you know, almost fucked up pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, nothing scares me worse. That moment right after you almost fuck up in the car and you go, oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. And then you're driving then fucking you're driving 10 straight. Under the speed limit yeah. the rest of the way home. Like,
holy shit.
Oh, that could have been bad.
Yeah.
Doing it with friends and they see it and they're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? One time my yep. brother was in the car with me and I was falling asleep. It was on Tampa Road in Florida. I was so exhausted and we're coming up to a stoplight and I'm like drifting. I feel
didn't
it.
See that it was red.
So there was cars already stopped.
Oh no.
But I don't remember that. Uh-huh. I just remember like kind of seeing it from a ways away. And then I remember my brother going, Jake, what the fuck are you doing? And he smacked me. And I was like, oh dude, I'm fine. I totally fell asleep. And he fucking smacked me. I was like, thank God he's there. But also, dude, for the next like fucking 6 months I drove with him, I drove like a goddamn, you know, same. Like I was giving instruction classes.
That is exactly, by the way,
how I was like, damn, I feel like such an idiot.
That's exactly how the way I totaled a car. Yeah. The only car I've ever totaled, I totaled it falling asleep on like a back road. And I like saw the rock like way in front of me and then I fell asleep real quick and then I woke up and I was on the rock and I had like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not good.
That's rough.
Yeah, it was.
I'll tell this one off air, but we have a buddy of ours that's got a pretty gnarly sleep hit and run story.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to give out those details.
We'll hit that one up later. Yeah. No, that's I guess like the testing part that I had that I don't really. Like, it's like, look, it's one thing if you are like, ah, shit, the cop is like, look, this guy's probably drunk. He's swerving all over the road, whatever it is. And then he comes up on you and he's like, look, I think I should give this guy a fucking breathalyzer, whatever it is. But back home in California, they had, in Jefferson, really, we're saying that now, by the way. This mm-hmm. podcast is a official standpoint of the state of Jefferson.
What is that?
It's the proposed, and it has been for a long time, proposed Northern California state that is going to secede from the rest of California.
Interesting. Do you know about the...
We have something to undo.
Well, that's sick.
That is the great seal of the state of Jefferson.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The one thing I just learned about recently, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was like a... It was more of like a proposed idea. They got shut down quick.
Well,
it was like an independent state in the Keys.
Oh. Well, there's back home, we had, there would be like field sobriety tests. Or sorry, no. DUI checkpoints. That's what I was talking about. DUI checkpoints. That shit is fucked up, dude. I don't know. Are they legal? I don't know.
Like if you keep your windows up and say, sorry, don't answer questions. Because I've seen people do that and they just say, all right, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, are you a thing your rights? Because also you're on a public roadway.
I think you are.
The Conk Republic is what I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, look at the state of Jefferson.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a humorous protest.
What, the state of Jefferson?
Bitch down. No, the Conk Republic.
I was going to say, the state of Jefferson was going on since like the 1800s. I think. Maybe early 1900s, but yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You guys aren't allowed, dude. If you're going to fuck up the flag, it's going to be confusing.
Add another one.
No.
You can split up like
no,
Texas.
No, deal with it. You're good.
No.
You guys will be fine.
Actually, the real proposed idea is to split up California into three states. That way, it would make it 52.
You got to add five. It's the only way I'm allowing this.
Split Texas into three.
Now, I think what you do is you split up California into three, so you add two. You make Puerto Rico a state, because that's kind of fucked up that they're not a state. It should be a state. They don't get they're a fucking U.S. territory, but they don't get the vote. Make a couple other bigger territory states.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know much about how Puerto Ricans feel about that.
So as far as I know, they're relatively supportive of it.
Madge's family is Puerto Rican. And I don't know. I'd have to ask.
No, sorry.
I'd have to ask how they feel about it. I actually think I'll probably be there later this year.
I think that like most of them would feel one of two ways. Either they want to be a state so that they get the fucking same benefits that U.S. states do by being part of that and getting the same subsidies.
Sure.
But they also don't get to vote, as far as I know. They don't get to vote.
Not at the moment, no.
But that president is what determines. So it is kind of... it is what the colonies were to Britain, you know, like being a territory without voting rights.
Yeah.
So make them a state, take over the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Trump's going to buy Canada or Greenland. That can all be one. I don't give a fuck. And then we'll add five. That'll be five states. Let Trump take Canada and Denmark and or Greenland. What's Denmark going to do? Fight us?
I'm going to be honest with you. At this point in my political voting career, I said this to Madge at the last Billy Strings show we went to. Is that I'm voting for Billy Strings for every right as a write-in for president for the rest of my life.
What if he gets it? Cocaine's free.
Yeah, he's sober. I mean, kind of. He smokes weed, but... Yeah.
Interesting.
He's a dream guest of this podcast for me.
We'll get him on here. Why don't you ask him at the show? You were close to the front row.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, come on my podcast.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of the song. Like, come on my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Do it in the slow part.
Yeah.
Did you ask the Rattlesnake Milk guys?
No.
Pussy!
Well, they're not like... They're all like, they were drinking during the show. Is that a bar? I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not fucking, I mean, yeah, I would love to have them on the podcast for other things. We talk about music with them, whatever. That's definitely would be awesome. But
if only we could have gotten Steve-O to the fucking Cava bar, we might be able to convince him.
I bet we could have convinced Steve-O to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
I almost guarantee we could have convinced Steve-O to come on the podcast. Amy. All right, that's enough. Go lay down.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go lay down. We'll come for you later.
That'd be so sick.
That would be sick to interview Steve-O. I don't even know what we talked to him about. But that's the thing, you let him go. I think we just let him go, yeah.
Yeah.
We do have another mic stand and another microphone. We need to get a fourth. But yeah.
You want to hit the song of the week?
I think we can hit the song of the week and get out of here.
What do you got?
I'm going to go with this song I've been listening to lately quite a bit. I think it's, I don't know who the original one is by. I could probably find it on my phone. But I heard it for the first time, Billy Strings playing it at the show, at the Bozeman show. But this song is called New Country Blues. It's by Emmett Nershey Band is the original singer.
Is it a 60s band?
I don't know. To be honest with you, but it could be. I have no idea. To be honest with you, I just heard Billy play it recently, and then I heard immediately after a friend of the show, Charlie White and Bear Hat, play it at their show I went to.
2000s.
So I heard two great musicians play it back to back, and I was like, okay, I gotta find this song. And then I found it and we listened to it a lot. So New Country Blues, great song. And how about yours?
Pretty Things by Like Roses. Immediately, mm-hmm. Probably one of my favorite songs ever. Really good. It's I was just going through a rabbit hole with a buddy of mine. Got a few friends that just love that Midwest screamo shit. Mm-hmm. So found that one. And then I listened to it probably about 40 times in 2 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good song for you, though.
It was the only song I listened to in the car.
Nice.
I just put it on repeat.
I get that sometimes.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's all I got.
Hell yeah. Well, that's really all I got, too. We kind of covered a lot of random shit. But yeah, these are our stories of almost getting caught by the police for DUIs.
Yeah, bingo.
Hopefully,
don't do it.
Hopefully you guys are as lucky as we are with those. And hopefully you guys listen to our advice and just don't do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Handle
your liquor, bitches.
Anyway, no, if you guys have any stories about times that you almost got caught drunk driving or whatever, almost is the key word. Well, if you cleaned up your life after the DUI,
fun stories, I don't give a
fuck.
We'll
take whatever, man, in all honesty. And if you're going to want to send those stories, you're going to want to send them to malfunctionjunctionpodcast@gmail.com or on the Instagram, slide into our DMs at malfunctionjunctionpodcast. On Instagram.
Rock on.
We also have a newsletter coming out soon on the Substack, which I'll also post in here. And we need more help with Night Cook. We're in the editing process and need some funding to keep it going. So
If you are in any position to help us, please do. Even if it's just $5, or even if it's just sharing it to someone who can help, please do. But for here, us here at Malfunction Junction, that's about it. Jay, you got anything else before we leave?
Don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot. And that is it, everybody.
Watch out for the people on bikes.
Fuck people on bikes. Cyclists, specifically. I don't mind motorcycles. Cyclists, specifically.
Watch out.
And on that note, have a great day, everybody.